Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. What do police reserves do? Northfield officers Ryan Bolig and Brent Feldhake came into the KYMN studios to talk about that. Bolig said they depend on them frequently with special events such as DJJD, St. Olaf Christmas Concert, hockey games, and more, assisting with crowd and traffic control. They also go on ride-alongs.
It just provides us that second safety net, so to speak, when we're on a call. They're there basically a second set of eyes. They might notice things that we miss. The opportunities are kind of endless for them.
Feldhake, an advisor for the reserves, said
they don't have to have a background in law enforcement, although many of them do. We would like to see a good balance of both. As far as the training, we do run them through some training in use of pepper spray, you know, and different tactics that we have.
The reserves are all volunteer, and they just honored their reserve officer of the year, Ashley Burke. Bolig commented,
she was exceptional. Between her administration hours, her event hours, and her ride-along hours, she put in a lot of time. And obviously that's what gives her the recognition of the Reserve Officer of the Year. And that's the biggest thing that we stress is not only is she putting in the time, she's volunteering the time.
She also recently became a sergeant. Josh Rich has been a reserve officer for over a decade, and he was just promoted to captain, the highest rank held in the reserves. Feldhake himself was a reserve for 4 years. He said it was a great way to get your foot in the door and get some experience. If you're interested in being a part of the reserves, there's an application on the city's website. If you have questions, contact information for Officers Bolig and Feldhake is online with the app. From police to fire, NAFRTS just held their annual banquet recognizing years of service and their Firefighter of the Year, Darren Stowe. Born and raised in Northfield, Stowe has dedicated his life to service. We'll hear much more from him tomorrow with the full story, including recognition of years of service. Listen beginning at 6 a.m. As winter moves out, local folks will be renewing cleanup efforts from the tornadoes last September. The Roberts Lake area was hit very hard. Representative Todd Lippert said there's still roof and boat dock debris in the lake.
There's concern that it'll be a safety hazard as people are back on the lake skiing, fishing, boating. And so this is a simple bill authorizing some money, $100,000, to the DNR to help with cleanup.
Additionally, Lippert has a listening session in Northfield tomorrow night beginning at 7 o'clock at the Alumni Guest House at Carleton College. And the city of Northfield is asking for public input on community survey questions using PULCO, a public engagement platform. Residents can participate by downloading the PULCO app on your mobile device or visiting the city's webpage. KYMN has a link on our community news page. For more information, contact Communications and Human Resources Director Michelle Mahold at 507-645-3012. News from around the state is next.